My name is Jack Quinn. I'm the chairman of the board of directors at Read to Succeed Buffalo. I've had a couple different assignments over the years, but this is the most pleasant. Where would you rather be, Marv used to say this, where would you rather be on a Friday afternoon than at the Waterfront Elementary School announcing a grant? Right, Brian? Does not get any better than that. We work all week and we do what we do, and then we can finish up with an announcement like this. It's fantastic. So you already know that we're announcing today a 4-year volunteer tutor initiative with the Buffalo Public Schools, which has been made possible through an ARP grant, AARP. I've got my card here somewhere. Through their foundation in collaboration with the Corporation for National Community Service Social Innovation Fund. And probably the best rule is to introduce your host when you're in someone else's house. So please join me in welcoming David Hills to make a few remarks.
It's a pleasure to have so many partners coming to Waterfront to celebrate this amazing opportunity. What this really is, and I'd like to welcome everyone, but what this really is a synergy between AARP, a national funding source that we probably would not have been able to access the Social Innovation Fund if we didn't have the support of the Community Foundation and OSHI to come to the Buffalo Public Schools as a partner and work with Read to Succeed in order to make an impact for our students. And what this does is it brings to the school significant adults that can sit down with students and build their early literacy skills to add to the classroom program, not to detract from, to add to the classroom program and give those students another voice speaking into their life who cares about them, who values that reading is important. But behind every one of those adults is going to be this incredible collaboration. And I thank everyone involved because bringing this to Waterfront has been a tremendous asset. And I know that also School 89 and School 94 feels the same, that this is tremendously value added. And it doesn't just bring one partner. It brings a whole slew of partners. And it wouldn't have been possible without outside groups coming to us to offer assistance. And particularly having the seed funding to allow AARP to come with the Social Innovation Fund. Tremendous layers of collaboration. I do want to acknowledge Anne for making this work, a tremendous amount of work, and I thank you, Anne. And thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you, David. Thanks very much. Also want to mention and make sure everybody recognizes our school partners participating in the initiative, Dr. Tonya Chavers, who is principal of the Lydia J. Wright School of Excellence, and Cecilia Owens, who is principal at West Hurdle Academy. Are you all, I saw you talked to a couple of you, raise your hand, say hello. Anybody, where are you? Thanks. Well, evidently Friday afternoon was tempting to someone else to not maybe be with us, but there must be one other great place to be at now. Read to Succeed has achieved significant milestones over the past few years, thanks in part to a lot of the community partners that David mentioned, and I'll mention a few more in a few minutes, including foundations who are providing the matching funds for this initiative, but also because of the leadership of our executive director, Ann Ryan. Now, Mayor and Congressman, you know that sometimes when someone else prepares your remarks, it can be a bit awkward when the person who prepares them puts in remarks about herself. So I could probably read these, but I'm gonna go off script, really gamble and go off script and just tell you that.
Happy Friday. Enjoy the weekend. Right.
See that?
Good
time. I timed that for you, Ann. You're so phenomenal. But seriously, I've been lucky to be associated with Read to Succeed Buffalo for quite a few years through some terms, and pretty much when we started. And I was on the interview committee that helped bring Ann to us a few years back. And I must tell you that for all of our boards that we're on, ladies and gentlemen, who are active in this community, this is a dynamic force to be reckoned with when we talk about young people and their literacy and spreading that word in and around Buffalo, New York, and its school district and its children for the city and for the region more than just here. I said at one point after Ann was with us for about 2 years, you know,
please don't forget for your check off in your mailbox before you go home. Thank you.
I said, where's Hills? Who's in charge of these people?
Sometimes during dismissal, things happen.
You're the principal. Come on, you're supposed to be in charge. It's worse than being the president of a community college. Nobody listens to you when you're over there. As I was saying, those of you who know Ann know what I'm talking about. This is one of those programs that we're, quote, not making it up. We've got empirical evidence and other evidence that this simply works. This program works. It can change the lives of young boys and girls and therefore families in and around Buffalo and Western New York for a generation. And that wouldn't be happening without Ann Ryan. So let's hear from her about the program. Ann?
Thank you, Jack. I didn't need to put makeup on. I'm all red. And thanks to each and every one of you here today for your role in marshaling the power of Buffalo's retiree community. We are always so grateful to our partners and their support and look forward to our partnership with principals like David Hills and Dr. Shavers from School 89 and Cecily Owens from School 94. Mature, dedicated, highly trained, and well-supported volunteers will provide the critical small group supports many of our students need to increase their vocabulary and background knowledge, decoding and comprehension skills, and develop a love of reading. As stated in the superintendent's new educational bargain, 90% of students in Buffalo have some extraordinary needs. Buffalo is only one of five communities across the country to win an opportunity to expand this evidence-based tutoring model. A rigorous study from Washington University involving 23 urban schools in three cities found students who work with experienced core tutors for a single school year experience more than 60% greater gains in critical literacy skills when compared to similar students who were not served. And teachers reported the program overwhelmingly beneficial. One of the reasons Read to Succeed Buffalo's application was so strong, and the prior two speakers have already welcomed them and thanked them, is the leadership of Blythe Merrill from the Oshai Foundation and Clotilde Dedecker from the Community Foundation for providing the critical match dollars. Equally impressive was the incredible support of our program and volunteer recruitment partners, the Buffalo Schools, Erie County Senior Services, Say Yes Buffalo, the Service Collaborative of Western New York, WNED, Catholic Charities, the Episcopal Church, the Buffalo Teachers Federation, just to name a few. I have often heard over the years well-intentioned suggestions for Read to Succeed to utilize volunteers to make our literacy coaching program more cost-effective. But I have resisted that suggestion because the fidelity needed to implement our level of literacy support for the teachers and students in the classrooms we serve is critical to achieving the significant literacy growth our teachers have come to depend on and expect from our services. This was until the AARP Experience Corps came along. Experience Corps is a proven practice that the Federal Social Innovation Fund has chosen to invest in and scale up across the country. The ARP Foundation is providing Read to Succeed with significant structure for implementation and allowing Read to Succeed the opportunity to provide significant training and support to volunteer tutors at each of the schools, while at the same time ensuring little to no burden on the part of the classroom teacher. Read to Succeed Buffalo's reputation for accountability and significant impact will be enhanced through this new partnership. Experience Corps provides Read to Succeed the structure to utilize and support well-prepared volunteers in a meaningful and significant way that will serve 3 to 6 times the number of students that its current model serves. Our ideal tutor would be a retired Buffalo teacher like Linda Seichman-Dugan. Linda, where are you? Thank you. looking to give back and commit a year of service to this Buffalo schools. But Read to Succeed will provide significant pre-service training for all Experience Corps volunteer tutors. So anyone who has the time and the commitment and passion for literacy development in young children is welcome to go to our website, readtosucceedbuffalo.org, and fill out an application. So thank you again to all our partners, And thank you in advance to anyone who's willing to commit the time and commit a year of service to be an Experience Corps volunteer tutor. Jack?
She's great, right? Told you. You're welcome. I'm pleased to introduce Bruce Boisneau right now, the Western New York representative on ARPS, New York State Executive Council. And many of you, I'm sure, remember Bruce from his assignment as the president and CEO of the Niagara Health Quality Coalition. Bruce, the microphone, please.
Thank you, Congressman Quinn and Principal Hills. And it's good to be with you, Congressman Higgins and Mayor Brown and Ann Botticelli. I'm Bruce Boisneau. I'm the Western New York representative on the AARP New York State Executive Council and a longtime resident of Erie County. As most of you probably know, AARP is a social mission organization that advocates for 50-plus. We have 2.6 million members age 50 and over across New York State and 38 million across the nation. So why are we providing a grant for young children here in Buffalo? Because our charitable affiliate, the AARP Foundation, creates and advances effective solutions in communities across the country. And because this grant will benefit everyone, the children, our members, and our community. Let me focus on the benefits to the 50-plus. They are the volunteer tutors in the AARP Foundation Experience Corps. There are 2,000 volunteers in 26 cities who work in schools in underserved districts that need support in helping students achieve mandated reading requirements. These volunteers give their time, share their training and their life experiences, provide a calming presence, and commit to help lift children out of poverty by giving them the tools to succeed. The volunteers offer what many children need in their lives, someone to listen, to care, to offer encouragement, and to serve as a role model. In doing so, and research has shown this of volunteer service by older Americans, our volunteers help keep themselves mentally and physically healthier and more socially engaged, but they also help us achieve our ultimate goal, improving the lives of children and improving their and our future. Students who worked one-on-one with Experience Corps tutors for a single school year saw more than 60% greater gains in critical literacy skills compared to students. It's a fact worth restating. Reading is a cornerstone of success in life. Improving children's early literacy can drive academic success, unlock opportunity, and provide a pathway out of poverty. With these subgrants, we build on success of Experience Corps' intergenerational model and help many more children to thrive. AARP is pleased to provide this support for the children of our community and to help pave the way for a better future for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. We've talked about this, Bruce. You hit it on the head perfectly in our board meetings. That it is indeed a perfect match with older Americans, with these young little babies who are ready to become smarter and better Americans. Many of you also know that I was a former English teacher out in Orchard Park in the middle school. And when you can read, Bruce, you can do almost anything. I've heard the mayor many, many times in our city and over at our college talk about how important that is. And it seems to me, as you point out, that a group like ARP thinks that's important enough to put some money where their mouth is, and clearly we wouldn't be able to be here today without your efforts. Please let me also introduce two of our board members that are with Ann and I today. Mr. Michael Noah is here. Mike, you want to say hello? And Kate Dust is here. Just stand up for a second, folks. Just one quick time. Thank you. Ann said for coming today, we're going to double your salary. So two times nothing is nothing. And there's no line in the grant. Or maybe there is a line in the grant for that. It's nothing. Our next couple of speakers certainly don't need any introduction. They deliver time and time and time again for the residents of Buffalo and Western New York. You were kind enough to introduce me as a Congressman, Bruce, a few minutes ago. The Congressman from Buffalo is the gentleman I get the pleasure to introduce right now, who all of you know, Congressman Brian Higgins. Brian?
Thanks very much, Jack, and to Ann and David and everybody here. To the foundations, the Community Foundation and OSHI, just, you know, being there to provide those critical matching funds to this highly, highly competitive grant success is just going to do a lot of good for a lot of kids, almost 1,000 kids in the Buffalo Public Schools. You know, Jack Quinn had said that, you know, if you can read, you can achieve almost anything. If you can't, you can achieve very little. And I know, and you know, some of the places that I'm able to travel as a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee in Africa and in the Middle East, places like Afghanistan, the literacy rate for women in Kandahar City in Afghanistan is 1%. 1%. That society cannot advance because of low literacy rates. And it's throughout the entire Middle East and in North Africa. And I also was struck by the fact that there's very little media here. And if, you know, this was controversy, there'd be all kinds of media swarming this room and swarming this building. But I think there's a point here, and that is that when good things happen in terms of education in Buffalo and Western New York, it's not widely covered. And I think that leads to the negative perception about Buffalo. But you have very, very talented people here. Not only talented people, but people that are so committed to the betterment of a community, to the advancement of young minds, not only instilling appreciation for what's out there in the world. If you can't travel to a place, you can certainly read about it. But you can experience places by just sitting in your library, sitting in your living room, so long as you have those skills that are fundamental and those skills that are being instilled with an extraordinary program like this. So congratulations to all of you. Continue to do great work. And I'm pleased to be here to support this effort and working with my partner and friend, the mayor. It's a great time in Buffalo. You know, people don't realize we're all over today, a bunch of great, great announcements about the progress in the city. Everybody's participating. It's a very, very good thing. You know, The Economist magazine, The New York Times, The Boston Globe, The Toronto Sun are all doing features about Buffalo and Western New York, extolling the virtues of this diversifying and growing economy. For the first time in 40 years, the population of young Buffalo is increasing, not decreasing. The fastest growing neighborhood in Western New York is downtown Buffalo. So it's a very good time to be with President Jack Quinn at 2:30 on a Friday afternoon right here at the Waterfront School. I'm just pleased to be here with all of you. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Ryan, and thanks for finding time for us this afternoon. I think all the media, if they're after controversy, are probably over at ECC right now, which is the second reason I'm really happy to be with you this afternoon. Man, am I happy to be with you this afternoon. We've known about the award from AARP Foundation for a couple of months now, and we shared this news with Mayor Brown back then. Mayor, we were honored. I give you a memento of the Men of Merit from ECC who joined you at your State of the City address. And not only did you speak about this volunteer literacy program in your State of the City address, but you also announced that during the speech that the city would provide gift cards to every single volunteer recruited as the Experience Corps literacy tutor. And I have to tell you, that makes a huge difference when we're trying to recruit volunteers. There's a lot of time that gets competitive for people's lives and their own schedules. And when we've got some things that sort of put us above the rest, it really will make a difference. You know, Mayor Brown is a member of the SUNY Board of Trustees. So he's actually my boss today. And forget about it. He's one of them is sitting here. But I don't know of a tag team, Brian, you mentioned your partner. I don't know if a tag team like you two has been around in the city in a long time. And individually, you are awesome, but together, you are unstoppable, in my opinion. So we appreciate you being with us. Mayor Byron Brown.
Well, Ann, I kind of feel like you after that introduction from President Quinn. I don't need my makeup either. President Jack Quinn, thank you so much. Thank you for the many ways that you, as president at ECC, partner with the City of Buffalo and provide great programs and services for the residents of this community. And to my friend and partner in government, Congressman Brian Higgins, thank you for all you do in so many areas to make this a better community to live. I am pleased to be here with all of you on a Sunday, Friday afternoon at Waterfront School and with Principal David Hills for this great announcement. And this is a great announcement. It's good to see so many folks from the Buffalo Public Schools. I want to recognize Ann Botticelli and all of the other great educators that are here from the Buffalo Public Schools. There's nothing more important than the education of our children. And when our children are doing well and when our children are learning, Buffalo is doing well. So I am very pleased to be just a small part of this. I want to thank and congratulate Ann Ryan for what she does, for your great work at Read to Succeed, for your partnership with me over the years. I've been blessed to do a summer reading program now for 11 years, and the Buffalo Public Schools have been our great partner. Read to Succeed has been a phenomenal partner, so we understand the importance of inspiring our children. I want to thank our foundation partners, the Community Foundation and Clotilde Bodie-Perez-Dedecker, who is here. We certainly want to thank the Oshai Foundation. We want to thank Bruce Boissonalt and AARP for having our seniors provide some of their time and talent to our children. And President Quinn talked about the fact that the city has decided to come in and provide gift cards. Jack Quinn said, there are so many volunteer opportunities in this community. We want our seniors to know that the city considers this one a critical volunteer opportunity, having our senior citizens work with our young children, inspiring them, helping them to read, helping them to do better in school. I can think of nothing more important than that. So I'm very pleased to have recommended $40,000 in the city budget to provide gift cards to our senior citizens as a way of saying thank you for working with our children. So to all of the partners assembled here today, to all of you that are making a difference in the education of our children, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. We have said many times this is a group effort. One of our partners is the Erie County, and in particular the Erie County Department of Senior Services, as we outreach for some of our recruiters. But with a $40,000 budget, I don't think it's going to be a problem. These old people like me, they show up for a couple bucks, Mayor. It's really generous of you. Our county executive, Mark Polenkars, who's a big supporter of what we do, was not able to be with us here this afternoon, but we want to know that we thank him in advance for his efforts. And while Superintendent Buffalo Public School Superintendent Cash could not be with us today either, we're pleased that Ann Botticelli, who's been mentioned few times as the chief academic officer of the Buffalo Public Schools and a former board member and colleague of ours at Read to Succeed Buffalo, has joined us. You can imagine just how thrilled our organization was when the superintendent unveiled his new education bargain for all of us in the city. We hosted Say Yes yesterday at the college for their leadership council meetings, and the superintendent was there and outlined some of this discussion for the bargain. One of our components of that compact with the Buffalo Public School children that he's added is to support early childhood literacy. That was music to our ears. We really thought that he was where he needed to be, and we are to be in the same spot. So I'd like to invite Ann up to the microphone for a minute to share some things on the public school district. Ann?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here, and we want to thank all of the people who've been contributing to this partnership. I just want to take a few minutes. I'm going to talk a little bit about early literacy. Skilled reading is pivotal to a child's success in later life. In the early grades, students must learn to read. This primarily involves learning to decode the printed word, the idea that every word is made up of discrete sounds, and that each of those sounds is represented in print by letters or letter combinations. In the intermediate grades, students read to gain knowledge, or they read to learn. They're asked to apply their ability to read to learn new information from textbooks or other media. Students who have not mastered the science of decoding will struggle as they encounter unfamiliar, multisyllabic vocabulary and dense text full of complex sentences. In education, we sometimes talk about the Matthew effect in reading, where those with weak reading skills will continue to struggle, will read less, and will experience a downward learning spiral, while those students with strong reading skills are empowered to read more, are exposed to more text, and therefore more academic vocabulary. Those with strong reading skills will continue to grow as readers, while those with weak reading skills will lose academic ground. It is incumbent upon us as educators to ensure that all our students leave third grade reading proficiently. But we are very fortunate in Buffalo. Today we want to thank the AARP for their generous commitment, which will provide us with another avenue to support our struggling readers and to bolster their skills through this small group intervention model. In Buffalo, we are also fortunate that the community is invested in our work, and we look forward to partnering with Read to Succeed to make a difference in these students' lives. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anna. I know you'll express our gratitude to the superintendent for his support. One quick shout out, if I may, from the microphone while I'm here. We've got lots of supporters. You've heard from most of them, but my longtime friend in education and otherwise is Phil Rumor. And Phil, we appreciate your efforts from the Teachers Federation for what's going on here. Thank you very much. Thank you. So our sincere thanks go out to the AARP Foundation in collaboration with the Social Innovation Fund, the John R. O'Shea Foundation, and the Community Foundation of Greater Buffalo for their past support of Read to Succeed is on the top of our list of thanks, and for their current support of this initiative. I attended some of the meetings with Ann early on, and clearly we wouldn't be here today without the support of both of those organizations. So I recognize Blythe and thank you on behalf of OSHA. Thanks for everything you do for us. And as we say that thanks, I'd like to welcome Clotilde Dedecker, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Greater Buffalo, New York, to help us close out the program. Clotilde.
Well, I know that I speak with complete certainty for both Blythe and myself in saying that we couldn't be happier. Blythe and I actually have been in the Read to Succeed game longer than anybody here, Blythe, over 10 years. And we are thrilled and congratulate Anne for her leadership of this effort, this intergenerational solution that begins to scale the opportunity for our children in partnership with the Buffalo Public Schools and the over 50, I'm not quite a senior yet, Jack, the over 50 people in this community, I think is phenomenal. And all the partners and the leaders of the individual schools that will help us bring these enhanced services to our children. We're all aware of the 30 million word gap for children that come from low-income households. And to the degree that we can close that gap and help these kids develop their God-given potential, that is the answer to the future for this community. So this is an economic development initiative, as far as I'm concerned. This is about tomorrow's workforce, and it's about helping our kids succeed in life through reading as the tool to continued personal and professional growth. So it is a wonderful day in Western New York to have this program beginning. And a message to all the volunteers, and that you actually live longer if you volunteer. It's been proven through research. So make sure we get that word out to all those over 50 folks that are members of AARP, Bruce, out in the community that, you know, yeah, you got to work, you got to eat well, and you got to walk and all that, but you got to volunteer. That's the answer to happy and healthy and fulfilling long life. So congratulations to all. This is really, really exciting. And I know that I speak again for Blythe and for myself on behalf of our organizations that we couldn't be more honored to be a part of building for the future through Read to Succeed. Thank you. Congratulations.